a closer look at issues surrounding Haines-Lutak Dock. And Alaska officials consider alternative ferry fuel. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. The main dock in Haines, where everything from groceries to vehicles and fuel come into town, is falling apart, and the borough does not have the money to fix or replace it. Reporter Daisha Eaton has more.
Today is Barge Day. Once a week, a barge brings whatever supplies are needed to keep life going here in this remote southeast Alaska town of about 2,500.
It's where we bring in cargo and freight. Most of the stuff comes in via barge, and it's transferred on these large forklifts behind us.
Brad Ryan is director of public facilities for the Haines Borough, which owns Lutak Dock.
It's groceries, it's furniture, pretty much anything you see in town or going up the highway.
The Army Corps of Engineers built the dock in 1953. The borough eventually became owner of the dock. Over the years, there have been many repairs. In 2014, the borough hired Seattle firm PND Engineers to assess the dock. The firm wrote in their report that, quote, "The structure has reached the end of its credible 60-year service life. Further utilization is effectively on borrowed time," end quote. The report also laid out a long list of problems with the dock structure that pose, quote, "significant risk," end quote. The borough has about $1 million saved to put toward the dock. In 2017, the borough had a design firm present several plans and estimates to fix or replace it, ranging from $25 million to $37 million. That year, the borough applied for a federal grant to fix or replace the dock, but was rejected because they couldn't come up with enough matching funds. Ryan walks down the roll-on, roll-off dock, which allows larger items to be rolled or driven on and off of barges. The float system underneath is rusted and corroding. On the bumpers or dolphins, some of the large pilings are broken.
If you look at this one to the right over here, they'd be totally missing at the bottom, and the barges don't want to be in here and pushing against them anymore. So those need either refaced or replaced.
The barge companies have pretty much stopped using the roll-on, roll-off because of the problems. Ryan points out rock and dirt-filled concrete holding the main dock area up is slumping and falling out through giant cracks.
So these are cells that are filled with rock, and that metal is corroded and is failing. You can see it's cracking. There's just dirt and rock and material inside of it that's leaking out.
There are issues at the face of the dock, too. You can't tell from up top, but underneath, several H-beams are missing.
They corroded and have just been eaten away by the salt water.
We are in a skiff looking at the face of Lutak Dock at a minus tide.
That's Sean Bell, harbor master for the borough of Haines. Once a month, Bell takes a skiff down under the dock to get a better look.
We've got the H piles that are pretty much non-existent at this point that help support the concrete header above. And we've got the piles that are, well, rather rusted, but still holding together for the most part, the sheet piles.
Bell estimates that the majority of the metal H piles are missing. Back in 2014, the borough requested that the barge company stay away from the face of the dock with their forklift, with the exception of one reinforced area. At a recent Haines Borough Assembly meeting, the body passed a resolution saying they will close the dock within 2 years. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel says the borough is running out of time.
We're now at the lifespan of that dock. We're probably beyond it by 20 years, and we have never been able to accumulate enough money to repair or replace it. So we're in a situation now where we pretty much have to do that.
Schnabel says a general obligation bond is a possibility, although the borough is currently paying for two other bonds, for the library and the school, so it might be a hard sell. Another possibility is a public-private partnership between the borough and an investor. Schnabel says it's unlikely the funds will come from the state. Federal funds may be possible, but would still require a local match. Schnabel says it's a matter of changing how Haines plans for its future.
We tend to take money and spend it on operational costs, and we don't raise funds for, you know, saving for replacement costs.
Engineering assessments say that catastrophic failure of the dock is unlikely, but if the dock becomes unusable, not planning for the future could also become very costly for Haines. Goods would most likely end up having to be barged to Skagway, then trucked across the Canadian border to Haines by road, be brought in via the Alaska Marine Highway System, or be trucked up the Alcan and down the Haines Highway from the lower 48. In Haines, I'm Daisha Eaton.
Washington State is considering converting some of its ferries to electrical power. Alaska, on the other hand, is not, but officials here are considering a different alternative ferry fuel. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Alaska's 9 working ferries all burn diesel. That's expensive, and it contributes to climate change, which melts sea ice and permafrost, which damages roads and communities. So it would make sense for the state ferry system to look for alternatives, such as electricity.
You know, actually, it's not a new question. This question has come up in years past with the Marine Highway.
Captain John Falvey is general manager of the Alaska Marine Highway System. He says research showed it would be much harder to make electrical engines work in his fleet.
Because we run longer on average routes than Washington State Ferries does.
Falvey says the most likely candidate to be converted would be the ferry Lituya. The small ship sails a short route connecting Ketchikan and Metlakatla in southern southeast. He says electric engines might also work in Prince William Sound and Northern Lynn Canal, but the cost would be high at a time when the ferry system barely has enough money to keep its fleet sailing. He says other challenges include the time needed to recharge batteries and the availability of cheap electricity at some ports. Alaska's ferry system is planning for a different alternative fuel. Falvey says it's liquefied natural gas.
Right now, LNG is cheaper than diesel fuel and it burns a lot cleaner. So we are seriously looking at that.
The Marine Highway is installing engines on 2 Alaska-class ferries that will burn either diesel or natural gas. The small ships will link Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. Falvey says it's also installing dual-fuel engines on the larger ferry Matanuska. The same will happen when a replacement for the large ferry Tustamina is built.
Some of the issues with LNG is in the past it's been supply chain coming into Alaska, but it appears that, you know, as time goes by, that may become less and less of a problem.
He also says onboard storage could be tricky. Safety rules are very strict and have limited LNG use on passenger vessels. But he says those rules are evolving, and cruise ships that run on natural gas are being built and put into service. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins.